says 11 o'clock.
This is UNMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMA Radio News at 11. I'm Eva Flomo. Good morning. The World Health Organization, WHO, has said that suicide was the second leading cause of death among 15 to 19-year-old girls in the world in 2015. The UN Health Agency estimates that every year close to 800,000 people take their own life, and there are many more people who attempt suicide. Every suicide is a tragedy that affects families, communities, and entire countries, and has long-lasting effects on the people left behind. Reports indicate over 78% of global suicides occurred in low- and middle-income countries in 2015. WHO says suicide is a serious problem. It's a serious public health problem. However, suicides are preventable with timely, evidence-based, and often low-cost interventions. The agency says for national responses to be effective, a comprehensive multi-sectoral suicide prevention strategy is needed. The Liberian Institute of Tax Practitioners, LITP, has embarked on an election tax survey of presidential candidates for the 2017 elections. The president of LITP said a survey is geared towards getting presidential hopefuls to say how they will meet up with those objectives outlined during the recent presidential debate. Theo Joseph, however, said the 3 minutes allotted to each candidate during the debate was not sufficient for each one to explain how they intend to carry out their developmental plans. The UN deputy chief has said a bold new course is needed across the UN system to address the challenges of urbanization in the 21st century. Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed was speaking on the opening day of a high-level meeting looking at the new urban agenda and the working of the UN Urban Agency, UN Habitat. The news is coming to you from UNMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A magistrate in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, has ruled that a schoolgirl should be held in custody for 7 days in connection with a school fire in which 9 people died. The prosecution has asked for 10 days for the police to finish investigations. No charges have been mentioned yet. Brazil's top prosecutor has charged former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Dilma Rousseff with forming a criminal organization to divert funds from the country's state oil company. Prosecutor Rodrigo Jano said Lula, Ms. Rousseff, and 6 fellow workers, party members, committed a series of crimes involving Petrobras from 2002 to 2016. The ex-presidents deny the accusations. These are the first criminal charges against Ms. Rousseff, who was impeached in 2016 for breaking budgetary laws. The charges are related to the sprawling Operation Car Wash that uncovered a scheme in which Brazil's biggest construction firms overcharged Petrobras for building contracts. And the EU's top court has rejected a challenge by Eastern European countries to a migrant relocation deal drawn up at the peak of the crisis in 2015. The European Court of Justice overruled Hungary and Slovakia's objections to the compulsory fixed quota scheme. Hungary has not accepted a single asylum seeker since the measures were introduced 2 years ago. They were an attempt to ease the pressure on frontline countries such as Greece and Italy. Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic and Romania voted against the quotas. That's the UNMA Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMA, you can log on to www.unmissions.org, facebook.com/UNMA2003, or twitter/UNMA News. I'm Eva Flomo. Good morning.